I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Friday, October 23rd. Well-known Quincy Vietnam War veteran Larry Norton has died. Norton died suddenly on Tuesday at the age of 76. Norton was president of the Quincy Vietnam Combat Veterans Combined Armed Forces, past commander and 51-year member of the Cyril P. Morissette American Legion post, and past commander of the Quincy Veterans Council. Norton earned the Purple Heart and other honors while serving in the U.S. Marine Corps. Visiting hours are Monday from 4 to 8 at the Cohane Funeral Home in Quincy, with a 10 a.m. Mass Tuesday at Sacred Heart Church in North Quincy. There were 7 new cases of coronavirus confirmed in Quincy, bringing the active case total to 72 yesterday. Quincy remains in the yellow category on the state's risk assessment map. There has been an additional death, bringing that total to 136. That is the first new death from the virus in Quincy in over 3 months. Massachusetts is closing ice rinks after linking at least 30 coronavirus clusters to indoor ice hockey, with 108 confirmed cases. The closure runs through November 7th, but does not include college and professional skating programs. The Quincy Planning Department is helping small businesses apply for the new state grant programs announced by Governor Baker this week. Baker unveiled the $774 million economic recovery plan that includes grants of between $25,000 and $75,000 for small businesses. Quincy residents can dispose of their old or unused medications at the Quincy Police Station on Saturday as part of National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day. Quincy residents may drive through the parking lot at the police station on C Street from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. to get rid of their prescription and non-prescription medications at no cost. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Friday, October 23rd.